Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, alcohol intoxication isn't just a college fraternity thing. We're going to talk about how people are dying of alcohol intoxication, and it's usually us middle-aged folk, and how it even kills you. Also, we have a report out that 1 in 7 older adults has some form of lung disease, and not just smokers. Then, there is a new anti-obesity medication, and the FDA likes this one. The FDA approved it, but our insurance company's going to cover it? Doesn't look it. Then, apparently we have a California surfer who has died, unfortunately, because he contracted a staph infection that had put him into a coma, and there were bacteria warnings. You know, you kind of wonder. I mean, whenever I surf, it's a pretty hideous sight because, you know, I don't surf. I fall. I fall up. Then I get back on the surfboard, and I'm like, oh, the wave's coming. Oh, the wave's coming. Ah! And then I fall again. So you kind of wonder how any bacteria could really actually have a long enough chance to get on you and do what it needs to. But apparently it can. We found another study that says weight loss surgery may extend lives. Yeehaw! That's always good to know. Some of you say, Dr. Dahlia, it's cold outside, so the cold has given me a cold. Well, there's been a debate where researchers are arguing that maybe being cold does put you at risk for getting sick or, like, being in the cold. So we'll talk about that, too. So we've got lots of stuff to talk about, you see? Then there's a Connecticut girl that is demanding freedom from the Supreme Court to allow her to refuse chemotherapy for her Hodgkin's lymphoma. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If we have time, I'd also like to tell you what's been going on. CES, Consumer Electronics Show, is going on right now in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the Consumer Electronics Show is really, really cool, because this is where we get to see all the cool things coming out in the future. You know, like apparently there was some sort of a robot that could make glasses and cups and all sorts of stuff so you don't have to go to Target and now buy dishware. You could use this robot printer system to make your plates. They weren't that good looking, but honestly, the plates we use, you know, I don't have china in my house. And I don't really use a lot of Tupperware. I buy whatever's on sale. You know, every now and then you can go to Target or Walmart, and they have these plates for a dollar. And they're always off color. They're not a color that goes with your scheme. It'll be like a turquoise blue or a 1960s, you know, green, purple, white, and orange striped plate. I don't give a damn. I mean, if I could get cheap plates, I just get those. Sometimes you get free plates when you, you know, buy certain amounts of, sometimes the grocery stores will say if you collect enough stickers, then you get to go and pick out a free cup and saucer. So I've done that lots of times. So I have probably 20 different cups. Nothing matches. So when people come to eat, I'm like, look, you could even have the unmatched cups and plates. You could just eat off the paper plates. Gosh, Dolly, really, just go to Target. I do go to Target. I don't want to spend the money on a 12-piece set, okay? All right, does it really matter? Do you guys even look at what you're drinking out of? So anyway, well, if we have time, we'll talk about some CES stuff. But we never run out of time to the point where we answer your medical questions. So call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right. Some of you guys are thinking about weight loss surgery. It's January. You have a lot of weight to lose. I thought I was doing really damn good with my weight loss until I saw me on TV yesterday. And I was like, oh, gosh, are you kidding me? To me, I look worse. So I'm not saying I'm considering weight loss surgery, but I got to tell you, it sure is looking pretty attractive. And now there's a study saying weight loss surgery may extend lives. Weight loss surgery, they said, appears to prolong life for severely obese adults. And this was a new study of U.S. veterans. They looked at 2,500 obese adults who underwent some bariatric surgery. The death rate, they said, was about 14% after 10 years, compared to almost 24% for obese patients who didn't have the surgery. Now, not the death rate of people having surgery, the death rate of, because the surgery caused the death rate, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about of these people, if they didn't have the surgery, they ended up having less death after 10 years than those that didn't have the surgery. According to Dr. David Arterburn, patients with severe obesity can have greater confidence that bariatric surgery procedures are associated with better long-term survival. Now, they said earlier studies have shown that if you were a younger obese woman, you would do well. But this study now looks at older men and older women. All right, so why would you live longer? Okay, well, you know, on the outset, you could say, all right, well, you're losing weight. If you're losing weight, then maybe you're not going to be diabetic. You're not going to have high cholesterol. All right, so, yeah, taking away the fat is a biggie. But also, for any of you that have ever undergone weight loss surgery, you get to see the doctor pretty often, okay? If you have old gastric bypass, you still need to go and see your medical provider every now and then to get your B12 levels and to look to make sure that you are absorbing your vitamin B in your, you know, with your system now that you have that reconstructive surgery. If you have the, you know, the lab band, the gastric sleeve, etc., you may not be in the doctor's office that often, but with any of those surgeries, you're taught very rigorously how to eat less smaller meals. And you're also taught to choose your meals wisely. You go from someone like, I don't know, your neighbor who doesn't even know what they're putting in their mouth and put anything in their mouth to you calculating every time you put something in your mouth. Well, once you become that conscious, you're more conscious about a lot of other things. So you learn to appreciate the value of good food. And that's what I think could be going on. Pretty cool stuff. All right, we have a study saying do not try to quit smoking on your period. What can you do on your period, and why can't you quit smoking on your period? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really, really do appreciate it. Okay, so I finally brought my reading glasses to work. So now I can actually read some pieces of paper. Maybe actually figure out what the hell my patients are taking because I can't read their prescription bottles. The problem is they've been in my pocket. And I've almost cracked them twice. So if you guys know of a real sexy-looking chain that I could wear because I'm so vain and I do not want to walk around wearing my glasses, let me know. Because right now they're in my deep, deep scrub pocket getting smacked against the studio desk. And that's not really doing too well. Okay, some of us get our periods, some of us don't. For those of you who don't get a period, I don't really want to hear about it, okay? Having a period totally blows. I know you need it. It's what you need to make babies, but I've already made my babies. I'm done. I'm not baby-fying anymore or making babies anymore. So I really don't want my period. All right. But luckily, I don't have the issue of trying to quit smoking. Some of you that do need to try to quit smoking. All right. We have a study for you saying that if you try to quit while on your period, it could be more difficult. And I know some of you are like, well, no, duh. If you're on your period, you could be crabby. You could be hormonal. You could be bloated. You could be having lack of sleep. You could be uncomfortable. I get that. Yep, I get that. But you know what? A lot of us on our period are not crabby. I know a lot of you guys are like, gosh, you're in a bad mood. You must be on your period. I'm not on my period now. I am not. And I am the biggest witch, right, walking today. Has nothing to do with that. And you want to know what? Remember I was in a good mood a few weeks ago? And some of you are like, gosh, I wonder why she's in a good mood. I was on my period. So don't ever think that periods just make people go into a bad mood. Okay? So now let's take a look at this study. Very important study. So this is being reported by doctorslounge.com, because that's what we do. We sit there and have our periods in the lounge. According to background information from the study, only about 1 in 10 smokers who quit are still smoke-free after a year. And women have a tougher time than quitting than men, even if they smoke the same amount as men. In this new study, Canadian researchers tracked outcomes for 34 men and women who smoked more than 15 cigarettes a day. They found that the woman's craving for nicotine was strongest during their periods. You want to know why I crave during my period? Vicodin. Those cramps are so bad. I don't want food during my period. I don't want my mom. You know, no, you need your mother to come. No, I don't. I'm like, I need a pain pill. I don't take them because pain pills give me headaches. And I would much rather deal with menstrual cramps than a headache. But, you know, I don't crave nicotine. But if you smoke, I could see why. Why? Probably your serotonin is low. When your serotonin is low, as well as your lack of your drop in estrogen and your drop in progesterone, you have less of a comfort zone, less of a, you're just more vulnerable, more susceptible. You have less patience. For not patience in terms of mental patience, but your body has less patience for stuff. So, yeah, you could be craving more. That makes sense. So they said this is because declines in the levels of hormone estrogen and progesterone boost nicotine withdrawal symptoms and also boost the activity of brain circuits associated with craving. Yeah, well, the way I said it was still right. The results suggest that women who want to quit smoking may have a better chance of success if they try to kick their habit after they ovulate, when their levels of estrogen and progesterone are elevated. This is according to study lead author Adriana Mendrick of the University of Montreal. All right, so happy week. Remember I told you guys I used to call that happy week when I was in school, high school? I'm like, gosh, this is my happy week. Why is it my happy week? And why am I so horny? It's because that second week, yeah, see, now you guys are listening. Now you guys are, wait a second, okay, no, I thought you were just going to talk about periods. Now she's talking about one woman is most horny. Okay, yeah, now you're listening. Now you're taking notes. No, I'm not going to wait for you to sharpen your pencil. The happy week is, to me, when my estrogen starts to spike, right, as we're ovulating. And then the progesterone starts to go up because it's got to beef up the juicy area of the uterus so that if I do get pregnant as a result of happy week, not shark week, happy week. Shark week is when the period comes, okay? Happy week, I decide to engage in some sort of activity that will allow a sperm to meet my egg. I have to allow it. I have the control, okay? Will I let the sperm come in? Will I not? Will my vagina be hostile to that sperm? Will it not? Will I be hostile to my husband? Yeah, it's fun. Makes you feel better. Makes me happy. So anyway, you get pregnant, the egg and the sperm meet, not in the ovary, not in the uterus, but in the fallopian tube. They meet, they combine, and they roll down together. I know a lot of you are like, wait a second, look at Saki 2. Bruce Willis didn't do that. No, Bruce Willis didn't. He was just supposed to be the sperm. Okay, and then the zygote, but you didn't really see a lot of the transport of the zygote. So as the fertilized egg or the zygote, we almost named our kids zygote because it sounded like coyote. This is really cool. Anyway, as zygote starts to roll down, it lands in the uterus. And the progesterone should have had plenty of time to beef up the juicy bedding of the uterus for it to now attach on and get a nice, rich blood supply and then the nutrients it needs. And then it grows into a little baby that later, when they hit puberty, become real pains in the butt. And now they have happy weeks, and I'm sewing condoms to their groin. But anyway, so, oh, they say what I call happy week. All right, so what do they say now? All right, they say taking the menstrual cycle into consideration could help women to stop smoking. You know, taking the menstrual cycle. Like, the average woman is going to sit there and go, I'm going to think about my period. That's what men think we do. Men think all we do all day is think about our period. We talk about it a lot, but we don't think about it. Okay, now the study was published, because I know some of you guys are like, you know what, Dr. Dahlia is going to have to eventually go off air. I really want to hear more of the study. So for those of you that really want to hear more of the study, it's in Psychiatry Journal. They say, according to the study authors, prior research found that female rats became addicted to nicotine and other substances more quickly and worked harder for the same dose compared to male rats, which suggests that the sex hormones may play a role in addiction. But a smoker is unique in terms of tobacco use, personality, personal history, social situation, environment, etc. That's right. If everybody's going on break to smoke, I don't think that has anything to do with your period. Okay. So, are there some things you should avoid as a woman when you're on your period besides trying to quit smoking that week? All right, so you get it. They want you to quit smoking during your happy week when you're ovulating. All right, they say you'll probably have a better chance of doing this. Although, I don't know if the average smoker can last 2 weeks. I should probably ask you guys, any of you guys that quit smoking, even the men, right, were you able to do it on that part of your period cycle? 1-877. Really? Cold turkey for 4 years? Did you have your period?
Oh, yeah.
Now, but let me ask you something. Okay. All right, Tom, let me ask you. Okay, they're saying that the 2 weeks before your period is the best time to quit. Where are you at the 2 week mark when you're quitting smoking? I mean, aren't you still vulnerable?
Yeah, probably, but I'm tough as nails, I guess, because, you know, P-man, I don't know, something like that. Testosterone.
You do sound like you're full of testosterone, ladies. Ooh, you are so manly.
Thank you.
All right, so good. So basically, you think if you could get through the 2 weeks, by the time the period hits, you should be good to go. No, he's still thinking. So you think as long as you make it through 2 weeks. You see, guys, who says I don't have experts on the show? We have Tom on the show. All right, so if you think you can make it through the first 2 weeks, you could pretty much then make it after that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. After 2 weeks, I mean, theoretically, the chemicals are gone out of your system, and I feel a heck of a lot better.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you, Tom, for trying to take over my job. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. You see everybody? Yeah, that was Tom. Yay! No, we're not going to have him come back on. No, I know he's a tough cookie. He has to work my show every day. Working my show every day, you've got to be tough. All right. So, like he said, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. All right. So what else should you avoid during your period? When we come back from break, we're going to talk about foods you should avoid when you're on your period. I would love to see you try to take these away from your wife. This is hilarious. There's also some exercises you may want to avoid during your period. What do I like to avoid? I like to avoid the lines at Walmart because most likely I'm not going to make it to the bathroom in time. And I also like to avoid any family members at all possible. I also avoid the in-laws. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Alright. Sorry, just eating breakfast. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I'm sorry. Listen, I do not get a union scheduled break for breakfast, so I have to eat while I'm at work. I don't have any breaks. I mean, I have the little breaks, but, you know, remember I told you guys we have to eat slow? So I never get my food done and my eating done within the 5-minute break. So I apologize if I'm eating while on the job. All right. I know a lot of you guys want to know what's happening at CES, but really quickly, I promised many of you the next exciting segment, what foods should you not eat when you're on your period? Okay, come on. Come on. This is important. Okay, I can't stand the advice I'm about to give you, even though it's advice we all have to take. They say if you're on your period, you need to avoid the following. Oh, Lord have mercy. Any caffeinated foods or beverage. All right? Beverages. If you eat, I don't know, chocolate, coffee, tea, soda pop, just any of those, all right? Unfortunately, it could worsen your symptoms of anxiety, depression, and breast tenderness. You know what? I will take the chance. Do not take chocolate away from me when I'm on my period. That's ridiculous. According to James Balch and Mark Stengler, authors of Prescription for Natural Cures, wait a second, they're men? They're telling us to not eat chocolate? In addition, many energy drinks contain caffeine. Instead, they say focus on drinking herbal teas and plenty of water to keep your body properly hydrated. Yeah. Hmm. All right, well, you know, processed foods. They said you gotta keep your salt intake under control. I dig that. I get that. So then you don't feel as bloated and puffy, weight, etc. You know, I remember we would always, you know, talk about gaining about 5 pounds during our period. You don't really gain 5 pounds during your period, but you are more bloated. Right? That's because usually the progesterone and the drop in progesterone, you have your big high rise of progesterone week 3. Then as you PMS, your progesterone starts to drop. And then you go into having your period, not all of us PMS, but I did. Oh boy, did I. And you know, you have trouble pooping, you feel a little bit more constipated, you're a little bit more bloated, you'll retain water, that kind of stuff. So you want to drink water to flush yourself out, but you also want to avoid sodium. They also say eat whole foods like fresh fruits, vegetables, lean meats, fish and poultry, nuts, whole grains, and unsaturated fats like olive oil. So when your wife is not feeling well because she's on her period, you want to hand her a slice of tuna on a bed of lettuce. I dare you. And you could say, look, Dr. Dahlia said it's good for you. I dare you. I would love to please YouTube video that. I would love to see. While she's just sitting there kind of grumpy, holding her pillow on her belly like I do with a blinky, yeah, no makeup on, hair scattered, saying, I don't feel good, you handing her a piece of lettuce. Please, somebody YouTube that. They also say we should be avoiding foods high in fat. Oh, man. According to the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, might I add, I have never been invited to join the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. I wonder why. They say high-fat foods can strongly influence hormonal activity on your body. All right, hormone changes during the menstrual cycle are linked to symptoms such as bloating and breast tenderness. You got that. On the other hand, consuming a diet low in saturated fats helps reduce excess estrogen levels. Avoid foods such as fatty cuts of beef, whole milk dairy products, sausages, and burgers. Do the fresh fruit, vegetable, whole grain, fish, and lean cuts of poultry and meat. Now, they're 100% right. All right, how many of us get depressed after we eat like crap? You know, we never talked about the whole Christmas depression like we usually do every year. And now that Christmas is gone, a lot of us are like, okay, good, anyway, let's not talk about it. But maybe one of the reasons why we're depressed is we eat like crap. We eat very poorly. And so, you know, but when you start eating good and you start eating healthy and you're exercising, you feel really good. All right? And then, of course, they say sugary foods. According to Livestrong.com, due to hormonal changes during menstruation, blood sugar levels become unstable. No, they don't say the women become psychologically unstable. They say the blood sugar levels become unstable. Please don't twist my words. And many women crave sweets. Eating foods high in sugar adds to your blood sugar fluctuations, resulting in mood swings and tension. Can I tell you guys something here? As a woman who likes sweets, I couldn't give a damn if my mood swings, all right? If I'm on my period, it's your responsibility to get the hell out of my way. It's bad enough for me that I'm battling the period, and now I have to be responsible for my mood swings? To hell with that. All right, that's your job to just get the hell out of my way as I'm swinging. In addition, they say consuming refined sugar-rich foods can contribute to immune system imbalance and fatigue. Instead of reaching for a donut to satisfy your sweet tooth, have a fiber-rich fruit salad topped with low-fat yogurt. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think my husband is putting on a bulletproof vest and getting SWAT in the background. If he's even thinking about handing me a low-fat yogurt fruit salad instead of me wanting to reach for that donut. All right, you think that's going to prevent a mood swing? Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's cold. We're kind of freezing. We're shivering. A new study by Yale researchers suggests that the cold temperatures could play a role in actually causing the common cold, because it prevents your virus-fighting ability of the cells in your little baby nose. All right? So, remember we talked about catching a chill can bring on a cold? And I remember when I was younger, one night I got a little bit of a chill. I'm like, that's weird. Next day I was sick. It really scientifically doesn't make sense, but the researchers are trying to make some sense out of it, and they're getting close. In a paper published Monday in the journal PNAS, no, not PMS, PNAS, we're done with the whole period talk, for another 10 days. A team of researchers studying mice has concluded that most rhinoviruses, we've talked about rhinoviruses and adenoviruses and enteroviruses and all those other viruses, but we're talking about the rhinoviruses. They are not viruses that affect rhinoceroses, interestingly enough. The rhinoviruses affect the rhino, rhine is nose, okay, the rye, right, like catcher in the rye, reproduce more efficiently at temperatures slightly lower than body temperature, or 98.6 degrees. Rhinoviruses are the most frequent cause of a common cold. They can also trigger asthma attacks. So lead study author Dr. Ellen Foxman, a researcher at Yale University School of Medicine, her colleagues set out to investigate how temperature can affect immune response. So they looked at how a mouse-adapted cold virus did in the rodent nasal cavity. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever taken a temperature of a rodent, but his nasal cavity ranges between 91 and 95 degrees. Now, they said the temperature of the body was about 98.6 degrees. I didn't realize that the rats were as warm as we are. They discovered that when the virus invaded warmer cells, the host cells had more interferons, which were proteins that interfered with the spread of the virus. Yet, if your nose cavity was cooler, the warning system was less efficient, so the lungs didn't get as much of a warning that the virus was coming. So the study authors wrote that it was intriguing. I find this intriguing, don't you? Scientists said that this is intriguing to consider the possibility that inhaling cool air might diminish resistance to respiratory virus infections. Now, some of you are like, whoa, wait. Dr. Dolly has said to use a cool mist humidifier next to her bed. Okay, no. I never told you to go and get a cool mist humidifier. Not during cough and cold season. I tell you to do that once you're sick or to prevent dryness. Now, I'm not saying a cool mist humidifier is going to get you sick, but that's something to think about if you're always using cool mist humidifiers and getting sick. I find it very intriguing. All right, let's talk about CES when we get back. The cool gadgets coming out. You're back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wow. All right. Sorry, Listen, I eat my breakfast throughout the whole show. I'm not even a quarter done. So leave me alone. Now, I am very, very excited about the next segment, and we're going to, throughout the week, give you little bits and tidbits of what's going on out here in my neck of the woods, because I practice medicine and I broadcast out of Las Vegas, Nevada, the Dr. Dahlia Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada. You guys, have you guys ever seen the skyline of Las Vegas? you know, with all the hotels and the lights and the stratosphere and the big Ferris wheel and just that whole beautiful strip area with all the glistening lights and the hustle and bustle. Well, the Dr. Dahlia studios are nowhere near that, but they're off to the side. And so that's where I broadcast out of. But I always get some scoop on what's going on with CES. And, of course, the news media loves to tell everybody about CES and what's been going on. So the Consumer Electronics Show is big. All right. So from what I understand, the first day kicked off really, really well. One of my husband's family members is at the show, and he said that there was a huge, huge accent on health-related gadgets. Things that can communicate with your doctor, sensors that could pick stuff up from the body or a scale, etc., read things from your body skin, be able to send that to your smartphone, and then from your smartphone, send it to your doctor. So a lot of people are pretty excited about the health stuff, except some of us doctors going, wait a second, so now I got to check my email all the time? Every time my patients send me something that they do with one of their gadgets, I have to, I tell you, as a doctor, I'm still a dinosaur when it comes to email, because I have a phone that beeps or vibrates even when the volume's off, right? Every time I get an email, and we probably have 4 or 5 different emails that I'm able to check on my phone, and the phone keeps going off all the time. And it's getting to the point where, especially with my radio show, I have too many emails. And what I am scared to death is one of my patients from my personal practice is going to email me saying, I have chest pain, but I don't want to go to the ER because of my insurance and my deductible. What do I do? And it is going to be so, drowned and hidden from all these other emails that I won't get to it. And the idea of, well, Dr. Don, just shut off your phone and look at your emails tomorrow. Well, same thing. You know, if your patients are sending you stuff, you know, it's one of those things where I would like to know if something is going on, but I don't want them to have the false sense of security that sending me an email is read that day. All right. Some of you have friends or family or colleagues that will read your email within seconds of getting it. And when I'm at work, I do. I have my phone with me all the time. I'm always checking my email. However, when it comes to, when it comes to the average person, I'll email somebody and I don't hear back from them for 2 weeks. So people are expecting your doctor to be on top of it while they're in the middle of another patient, while they're in the middle of, I don't know, a procedure, etc. And so I really worry about the idea that is going to take over medicine in terms of you being at home and you get to send your doctor a text or email. If that doctor has nothing better to do at that moment, he's going to receive it and process it. Or are we going to later have to have doctors hired or medical providers hired where they just sit in a room and deal with all the emails coming in while the other medical providers see patients in real time? I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm really, really nervous. So I know it's all exciting for you guys that you guys will get to email your doctor right as you're stepping on a scale or right as you're using a gadget, and he'll be able to see what your oxygen is doing. That's assuming you have somebody sitting there at the other end with nothing else to do but to manage you. You see what I mean? So it's just, you know, we got to be realistic about some of these things. Now, all right, in some non-health stuff, apparently LG announced a full range of OLED 4K TVs. You guys may know more about that than I do. Along a washing machine equipped with 2 drums. LG also unveiled the G Flex 2 smartphone we were talking about a while back. The curved successor is the first smartphone to come powered by the Qualcomm Snapdragon 810 processor. Ooh, this is really cool. Then Samsung, announced the SUHD TVs with 4K, better color reproduction, etc., and they confirmed their 2015 TVs will run on Samsung's very own operating system and will include PlayStation. So viewers won't need the console, all right? Or they could just stream, which is kind of nice because a lot of times that console is in the way. Sony has a super thin 4K TV, a 4K handycam, an action cam, and what everybody's been buzzing about, a new Walkman. And a new standalone health tracking and fitness training music player called the Smart B Trainer. Sony also launched PlayStation View, an internet-based television service with a package that has about 75 channels per market. I was wondering when video games were going to be like cable later. I think they're also doing that too. Isn't there supposed to be some for $20 phone or tablet or whatever? You could get 12 stations and you could just stream it wherever you are so you could always see your, but that's only like 20 stations or channels or whatever. Okay, let me see what else. This is being reported by Gizbot.com. There's a HD projector with Wi-Fi capability, with autofocus, auto glare. Really good for those of us that have to Skype. Personally, I don't want any picture super clear because I look better when there's faults to the lens. There's Monster Booth had a wireless waterproof Bluetooth speaker. And this Bluetooth speaker will float on water. So you could be probably out in the pool. This is pretty cool. It has three models, S1, S2, S3. And I guess it's for you to sit there or, I don't know, bathtub. I'd be scared still. I would not want to get electrocuted. But apparently it's supposed to be waterproof. Wait, waterproof doesn't mean it gets to go in the water. Wireless waterproof Bluetooth speaker that floats on water. Yeah, it's supposed to go in the water. Panasonic has another, let me see, looks like a player, smart plug. Oh, it's a home monitoring system. Oh, that's cool. Outdoor cameras, cordless handset. Qualcomm has a Wi-Fi-based smart lighting platform. Apparently, it makes light bulbs smart. There's also supposed to be new phone displays. Let me see what else. This I like, Child Angel. It's a wearable device for children that enables parents to track movements via Wi-Fi and GPS when you lose your kid in a crowded or public place. I wonder, however, if it's difficult to take off, like if a bad guy takes your kid, bad guy, bad girl, bad person takes your kid, if they can rip it off, unfortunately. My guess is they still probably could. But when your kid starts to wander in the mall, it's nice to be able to see that. At the Dish conference, there's supposed to be the 4K Joey. It's the first 4K set-top box that allows side-by-side viewing in HD, a Hopper voice remote with swipe and touch capabilities. Pretty cool stuff. So if I want to see Michael Fassbender and Viggo Mortensen at the same time, I could hopefully, yeah, and then I paste my picture in the middle of the TV set. I could do that. Epson, a real cool digital projector that could display 25 times. What else do we have here? I thought there was something really, really cool medically. There's a way to automatically accelerate, decelerate, and stay in the lane in your car without driving it. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 27.7 Doc Belly.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.